And away we go here on this Wednesday, September 25th, 2019. Coming up on 14 minutes past the hour, you're tuned into the early show right here on WWGH Radio. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. And it's just going to be kind of a day of talk here this morning. Kind of had a little frog in my throat there. And we've got a great day of programming ahead here on WWGH Radio, a great day of informational, informative, and fun programming. I'll be on the air till 10 o'clock this morning, and then taking over at 10 o'clock will be Charlie Evers. He'll be on from 10:15 until 12 noon. And then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be on 12:15 to 1 p.m. today. And then we will have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon will air 6:10 until 7 p.m. today. So that's the rundown for the rest of the day here on WWGH Radio. Now, I came into the studio this morning, and I saw an envelope under the door with my name on it, and I opened up the envelope, and it kind of goes with what we've been talking about all week. I now have recipes, and I like them this way, because I think when people email recipes and things of this nature, sometimes they have a tendency to be lost, but I now have recipes on index cards for popcorn balls and caramel corn, which I was talking about not too long ago. I now have Aunt Marie's Coney sauce, which, if you were listening to the program yesterday, Aunt Marie's Coney sauce apparently used to be served at the Stewart's Root Beer stand here in Marion for many, many years, and was a very popular sauce. And I also have the Old Time Bread Pudding, and I have that recipe as well now, and I thank the person who dropped those off, who I think I know who that was, so I appreciate that very much. Taking the time to look those recipes up and write them down and drop them off, I appreciate that more than you know. And the bread pudding recipe here is kind of interesting because it doesn't look very complicated at all. It just looks like four slices of buttered toast, which I thought was probably right because I think it's very similar to French toast. Seedless raisins, slightly beaten eggs, sugar, evaporated milk. Now that would have been something I would not have thought about, evaporated milk. Boiling water, vanilla, and cinnamon. I did remember that cinnamon was a part of it. So really, all you need here is bread, raisins, if you want raisins. See, I don't remember the bread pudding at the smorgasbord, which is how this conversation all got started. I don't remember the bread pudding there having raisins, but if you want raisins, you can put them in. Eggs, sugar, milk, evaporated milk, water and vanilla, and cinnamon. Those are not very expensive items, and probably items most people already have in their house, and that's all you need to make bread pudding. So I appreciate these recipes quite a bit. Now, this brings up an interesting point, because during the week, the reason that the bread pudding conversation has been brought up and the recipes have been brought up is because we've been talking a lot about food and downtown Marion and the way it was and special things, and smorgasbord has been a big topic. Even though smorgasbord was not downtown, smorgasbord on the east end of town in the Marion Plaza, now where Mi Jalapenos is, smorgasbord to me was known for their bread pudding. Now, we learned yesterday that Smorgasbord was owned by Don and Patty Schwartz. Now, we learned that Patty has since passed away, but that Don is still around here in Marion. So that's a nice thing, and I wonder if Don happens to listen to the show, or if Don still makes that bread pudding, or if that was Patty's recipe. But I just remember going into Smorgasbord, and you would get into this line, which obviously was the buffet line. And at the end of the buffet line, they had a certain kind of soup, which was always very popular. But I cannot remember the kind of soup it was, because to be honest, I don't even ever remember eating that soup. I was not much of a soup person then. And then there was the bread pudding at the very end of the buffet line at the smorgasbord. and the bread pudding was just tremendous. Now, does anybody out there maybe tuning in today who hasn't tuned in this week or who hasn't been able to call, do you have any remembrances of the old smorgasbord restaurant, or do you remember the bread pudding? Do you remember the soup that I cannot remember that was very popular at the smorgasbord restaurant? Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you remember anything about the old smorgasbord restaurant that was in the Marion Plaza for so many years? Do you remember the bread pudding there? And do you remember the soup that was there? And, you know, I'm pretty sure, almost positive, that the bread pudding at the smorgasbord did not have raisins in it. I don't remember any raisins, but I do know that bread pudding can be prepared with raisins. Now, we had a lot of conversation yesterday about a lot of things, and we did have a caller, a lady, who called in a couple days ago who wanted to talk about uptown and downtown Marion. And if she's out there listening, please feel free to call in and we can have that conversation. Now, it was toward the end of the program, I think on Monday, so we just did not have time to fit it in. But any memories of uptown and downtown Marion are always interesting to hear. And I'm still, we had this conversation yesterday about uptown and downtown. Now, we all know where downtown is. Downtown is where the courthouse is, where City Hall is, where the palace is, where the county building is. But what would be considered uptown? See, I'm not really sure what would be considered uptown. Now, I've always heard people say they're going to go uptown, and I think we had a call yesterday saying uptown and downtown were the same places. But I'm not sure. Is that right? Is uptown and downtown the same place? I'm not really sure. Any information on that out there would be greatly appreciated. 740-383-9944. Or any memories you might have of downtown Marion through the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And we've talked about a lot of stores that were down there. Sutton and Leitner, Klein's, Euler's. Of course, National City Bank was down there. We've heard a lot about Gallagher's drugstore, which apparently was a very popular store. Can anybody tell me what you would buy if you went into Gallagher's? And was there a Mr. Gallagher who ran it? Now, we talked a lot about Snow's Racket Store last week, and there was a Mr. Snow. And apparently it was kind of a dimly lit place, and Mr. Snow ran it, and that was kind of the way it went. And we even talked to some people who I believe had worked there at one point. But does anybody remember Gallagher's drugstore, and who ran it? Was there a Mr. Gallagher? Was there a Mrs. Gallagher? How did it get that? When did that close? Because I don't remember that at all. How many years was Gallagher's in business? Does anybody remember when they closed or where they were located? I think we have said that, but I did not write it down in my notes here since I've started taking them. So does anybody remember where Gallagher's was located, or what, if there was a Mr. Gallagher, or about what year they would have closed? Just give me a call here on the toll-free line. Would love to talk to you about that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, we've also been talking about Shooting the Loop. That's an interesting thing. And yesterday we learned that Shooting the Loop became popular in the early 1980s when the streets downtown went one way. And apparently the loop was Sergeant Street to Park Boulevard to Church and then back to Sergeant Street. And I guess some people sometimes drag raced up and down these streets, but pretty much that's what the loop was in Marion. Now, toward the end of the show yesterday, I do remember somebody bringing up Henny and Cooper, and I think they brought it up a couple times. Now, this is a very interesting subject to get into, because I think of all these places, Gallagher's and the Isley Shop and Snow's Racket Store and all these, I believe the last holdout was probably, well, let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, this is Harold. A couple things, really interesting to listen to all these stores. My mother used to work at the Gateway Smorgasbord for a while, but I don't remember any of the recipes. We went there all the time to eat. There's always a line there. I was surprised when it shut down because it seemed to me like it was always busy. But I don't recall even the year that it shut down. I know, I wouldn't even venture a guess. But we had church groups that would go there, and there would be a lot of, it was a very popular place to eat in town.
Seems to me like it might have been the early 90s, mid-90s.
I think you're probably right. Snow's Racket Store, I loved going in there. You could find things there you couldn't find anywhere else. It was like going into a store from the turn of the century. It reminded me of, the floors were wooden floors would creak, but you could find things there that nobody else would have. Mr. Snow's son, Terry Snow, still lives here in town. I haven't seen him in a while. I don't know if he's moved out of state or not. I know he's retired, but Terry Snow lived here quite a while, and he may still be around. I don't know. You talked about Gallagher's, and I'm not sure if it's Gallagher's or Gallagher's. I don't know. It ran, it's all parking lots now. It ran behind the Marion County Bank. You could go enter it on Main Street and come out on Center Street. You could walk, it curved around behind the bank there now. Interesting drugstore too.
Why do you think Gallagher's or Gallagher's was so busy? Because so many people have so many memories of this. And was there a Mr. Gallagher or Gallagher?
That I don't know. And one of the reasons it was so busy is we didn't have all these drugstores around town that we have now. So there was Henny and Cooper across the street, which is now, the Marion Health Clinic or whatever's in there. There were not all the drugstores that we have now. So if you wanted prescriptions, there weren't as many places to go back in those days as there is now. And then we also had, you talk about your uptown, downtown. I don't know what the actual definition is, but we would always, if we were home, we'd say we're going to go uptown. And then when we got there, we would say we're downtown.
That's right.
It is kind of confusing, but it's like Upper Sandusky and Sandusky. Upper Sandusky's lower than Sandusky, but it's one of those terms that I guess you can interchange.
It's just fascinating about the smorgasbord, because all the times that I was in there, and I went there many times just like you, what I always remember is people telling me they were going there for the bread pudding, and I don't know what was so popular about that became a staple there.
Yeah, I don't know. My two favorite places for buffets or smorgasbords, I loved going there, and I loved Michael's buffet. Michael's Steakhouse.
Oh, absolutely. Now,
they
had a great one. Do you remember what was the popular item at Michael's?
Well, I know what my favorite was they had the corn pudding.
They did have the corn pudding, but I remember very distinctly about Michael's, and I think they had it until the day they went out of business, was the, it was just on the tip of my tongue there. It's not beef and noodles.
Oh, yeah, that was very popular, too. They were very, their food was very consistent in quality, and I was bummed out when they closed up, because I really liked going there. The prices were good, and, it was always clean,
and comfortable seating. And I was not happy when they shut down, but I guess it's, you know, these business decisions. We don't have a whole lot of sit-down restaurants. We got Perkins and Denny's and a few places, Bob Evans, but in the warehouse. But not a whole lot of sit-down restaurants in town.
You know what's interesting? Ever since, and it's been very strange because we've had a lot of restaurants open in recent years. We've seen, Popeyes, and we've seen White Castle, and we've seen places of that nature. But the one in the last year or so that I have, and I drive by it every day because of where I live, is Jimmy John's, and I never see that place very busy, and I never see,
no.
I never hear a whole lot of people talking about it.
No, I've only been there a couple times. Same way with Penn Station. I don't know how popular that is anymore either. And Popeyes, you mentioned Popeyes, I go by there, and I rarely see any cars in there, and I wonder how long they'll stay in business. So, but I don't know. Popeyes Chicken, they're when I do eat there, it seems like the food is good, but they just don't have the lines that you see, like a McDonald's or Burger King or any place. But I was surprised when White Castle went out. When they put White Castle in, I thought, well, the college kids are going to flock to that. But that apparently didn't happen. So
no.
It's hard to say what goes over and what doesn't.
You know, and speaking real quickly here of buffets, it's kind of interesting because we had several buffets for so many years, and then they all went out, and we had this period where we had no buffets, and then here came Ponderosa back, and they were extremely busy when they first reopened in the old Ryan's building out there, and now I don't even think they made it a year, did they? And they went. So what do you think was or is the problem with buffets in Marion at this point, because certainly other restaurants are making it?
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't surprised with Ponderosa because, frankly, if I hadn't known that they went from Ryan's to Ponderosa, I wouldn't have known the difference other than Ponderosa charged extra for steak. And I thought they were a little more expensive than Ryan, so I wasn't surprised when the novelty wore off. But it's kind of a bad... You know, it's sad to see these places go out.
It's funny you mention that because I've heard people say a lot of things when it came to Ponderosa, and a lot of people critique the food, and a lot of people critiqued the cleanliness of the place. And you know what? The health inspectors inspected it, so I'm sure that it was fine, just as fine as any other place.
Yeah.
And they talk
and
about...
The only thing, their main buffet was okay. Their dessert buffet got a little sloppy at times, but I think that's more on the customers than it is the people running it. I mean, they tried to police it, I think.
Right, but I tend more toward what you just said as why they failed. I think it was price.
Yeah, it was more expensive. The place I like to go to, I don't go out of town a whole lot to eat, but when we're down in Columbus, the Texas Roadhouse?
Oh, yeah.
You can get a nice meal there for $9.95, a steak and baked potato and dessert and everything, and it's really good steak too. Speaking of that, I was with Steve's Dakotas. I don't know how they're doing. I've been there a couple times, but they weren't busy either time I was there. So I don't know how they're doing.
Well, I'll tell you the one, and maybe it's just because it's close to where I live, but I meet a lot of people there because they recommend it, and they always seem to be doing pretty well, no matter what time of the day it is Steak and Shake, and I believe that's all price.
Oh, yeah. I like it because it reminds me of the 1950s diners, it's a pretty authentic recreation of that, and, their meals are not very expensive either, so...
No, and the coupons come out about once a month.
And another place, one of my favorite places to eat is Carlisle's. But I was kind of sad to see them cut their hours back. I understand why, but Boy, if you want a piece of pie, you can't beat pie at Carlisle's.
Now, why did they cut their hours back again?
This is third hand, so I don't know if it's true or not. I just heard that the owner likes to control the quality and do the cooking, and they were having trouble getting help, for the hours. So they just cut back the hours to make, but they seem to be always busy, and their food is really good, I think. It's more like home-cooked meals, but you get a lot of food for the price. And like I said, I love, it's hard for me. If I don't eat pie with my meal, I get a piece to take home. So, but, for right now, it's kind of hard for a lot of people to get there during, 11 to 3, something like that?
Yeah.
Is there hours?
And it's interesting because it still stays very popular and obviously making enough money to pay the bills to stay open, which I think you get when you have a great reputation. I think with a restaurant, you've got to have good food, but you also have the right price.
That's right. I believe so.
Yeah.
We used to talk about downtown and uptown. We used to have the two first pizza places that at least I remember. We had Angelo's East and Angelo's West, and that was good pizza. That was, when I was in high school, I never knew what pizza was. We didn't have any pizza around here. So when those opened up, it was very, very popular.
The two that I haven't heard about for a long time when it came to pizza, again, goes back to the Mastro's, was the Pizza Villa, which is where, they started at. And then also the one I haven't heard for a long time, and it shocks me because it was a very popular family here, was Nick's Pizza, which was one of the Menaces.
And the Pizza Chef.
Oh, the Pizza Chef out on Mount Vernon Avenue.
Yeah. I used to go there all the time. They had good food, good pizza, and they had great salads.
Absolutely.
The downtown area in Marion is, I think they're trying to revitalize it, and I hope they do. But back when it was popular, and I remember people would dress up to go downtown. We didn't have all the plazas and strip malls that we have now. Everything was downtown. We had little family hardware stores. We didn't have the Lowe's and Menards then, and so it's a different world now.
It certainly is, and we hope everything goes the way it goes, but it's great sharing these memories because I think there is a generation out there that has no idea of the existence of these places, but boy, they were staples of Marion for a long time.
Yeah, and Isley's.
Isley's.
We had a number of Isley stores and around town. They were extremely popular at the time. The Klondike bars started here.
Absolutely.
A lot of people have forgotten about those or that. And the Isley family, we went to school with Charlie Isley back in the early 60s. Isley's left here. I think they went to Pittsburgh. That's a nice history for Marion.
Certainly is. I think when we're talking about food, I think two of the things that Marion should be most proud of are certainly Isley's and L&K.
Right, yeah.
Very, very popular place. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in this morning.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Always enjoy calls like that. I really enjoy the calls like that because we get a lot accomplished. Now, remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So go ahead and give us a call here if you'd like to call in. 37 coming up on 38 minutes past the hour. If anything in that conversation spurred anything in your memory bank, give us a call. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open 38 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. And it is interesting to talk about those pizza places because Now, Angelo's, I don't remember Angelo's. Does anybody remember Angelo's Pizza being the first pizza place that ever really came to Marion? Now, I do remember that the Mastros, before Michael's, before Perkins, started out with Pizza Villa. But I don't remember where Pizza Villa was. Does anybody remember where Pizza Villa was or what kind of pizza they served there? I don't really know much about the Pizza Villa. I just know that the Mastro family owned it, Al Mastro, and that became a very popular business, obviously, that allowed them to open up other businesses. And I do remember, of course, Nick's Pizza, which I believe was owned by a member of the Menasse family. I think Nick Menasse was Joe Menasse's brother, if I'm not mistaken. And I believe Nick's Pizza was in business well into the 1980s here in Marion. Maybe even into the 90s, but I'm positive into the 80s. So does anybody remember Nick's Pizza, which was a Menasse family staple? And I believe how that goes is I believe Nick Menasse was Joe Menasse's brother. And, of course, Joe Menasse was very well known as being the husband of Martha Dowse and helping her run the dance studios, and also being JoJo the Clown for so many years in the Popcorn Parade. And Joe also ran a store here in Marion for a lot of years. But I cannot remember what the name of Joe's store was. Does anybody remember Joe Menasse's store that he ran here in town, and where it was, and what kind of things he used to sell? So does anybody remember that Joe Menasse store here in town, and the type of things that he would sell? Does anybody remember Nick's Pizza, Joe's brother, who I believe ran the pizza place? Does anybody remember Angelo's Pizza, which was apparently the first pizza place in Marion? Or the Pizza Villa, or Pizza Chef, which Pizza Chef I know went into the 90s. Pizza Chef was located on Mount Vernon Avenue, where Advance Auto Parts is now, I believe, and where Blockbuster Video used to be, right there on the corner of Kensington and Mount Vernon Avenue. Or does anybody have any pizza memories in general of Marion? That's kind of an interesting subject to talk about, because we have had a lot of pizza places over the years. Or what is your favorite pizza place now? Does anybody want to share those memories? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 41 minutes past the hour. You're never supposed to cough into a microphone, and I just coughed, but it came up quick. And when those coughs come up, you got to get them out. The pizza history of Marion, 740-383-9944. Henny and Cooper. Does anybody have memories of the legendary Henny and Cooper? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I think Nick was Joe's nephew.
Oh, was he the nephew?
Yeah, see, Joe had a supermarket, and Tony, which was Joe's uncle, they had a market down there on Silver Street. And Frida, I don't want, or Ann, I believe, she had a carry out there, all three in a row.
Oh.
And Nick was Tony's son, and then Chris and Minnie was Joe's mom and dad.
Oh, okay. So,
they had supermarket, like a Menasse's market, Tony's market, and Frida's carry out.
So where was the one that Joe used to work at?
It was on the Silver Street, on the corner of Cass and Silver, right? Kind of up from where Silver Street School is.
Oh.
Just on the opposite side of the street.
Now, was it just kind of a... What kind of things could you buy in there?
Well, you could buy your ordinary things. They had a neat counter. They had all the meats, you know, like steaks and bologna chops, ribs, all that kind of stuff. They had all the, like your soups, your vegetables. They had everything in there, chips. I worked there at one time when I was younger. I helped Joe out on weekends.
Oh, now, we all remember Joe so well. Now, working with him, what are your memories of old Joe Menasse?
Oh, he was just a great guy, man. I mean, you know, when he used to come in, like, to go into the balls, and Martha would come in once in a while, all really nice dressed and fine lady, you know, and he'd be all in, like, his tux and everything when they get ready to go, and then he'd turn it over to, like, the store in the evening for few hours to us to take care of, and we left. Then he'd have another girl that worked there that done case shearing. We stocked and everything, and he was just Superman. And, I mean, as far as even making a pizza, he'd do a pizza for us once in a while and put everything on it, fix it in the back, and he was just a great guy.
You know, I wonder what happened, because I know Joe was very good at making a pizza. I wonder what happened to his pizza recipe.
I don't know, but I know he could make one, that's for sure. But, yeah, I used to help out meat counter and stuff like that and run register. And like I say, I worked for his mom, done a lot of jobs of painting stuff, their apartments they had overhead and everything like that. And so they had a lot going on there. But Nick was also a police officer.
Oh, so Nick was the nephew, and Nick is who ran Nick's Pizza.
No, yes.
Yeah. So now, do you remember Nick's Pizza very well?
No, I don't remember having it, but I knew he had it. You know, I think at one time, didn't that move to Waldo, too, I believe?
Yeah, I know there was more than one location at one point, and I was trying to remember where it was, but I believe Nick's Pizza was in downtown Marion somewhere.
And then, you know where the one is, where the bowling alley used to be upstairs there, was it Eagles?
Yeah, yeah.
They used to have one down. But that Nick's Pizza is a different Nick.
Oh, okay.
So that'd be another Nick.
Yeah, well, I know that because I remember at one point.
Yeah,
I think,
he was a short guy with a mustache. And, but that's another Nick that run that one.
Well, it seems to me that Nick Manese retired at one point, because I do remember his daughter at one point was running Nick's Pizza. Now, I don't know how long she ran it, but I think she ran it at the end of its run. But I do remember her kind of running the place. But I don't remember seeing Nick there at that time.
Yeah, he wore a white apron and always picked up and watched his hands on it and just walked in like the screen door in there. But he was used to right in that area where Van Atta and the place on the corner Orchard, right in there's a little spot in the middle there. Kind of heading west on Center Street, and they had it right back in there. But he's I don't know if he's another uncle or what he is, so that would be another one.
Yeah, that's very interesting, and I know certainly Martha and Joe did so much, and they were always just nice people, and Martha still is a great lady.
Yeah, she come in. Last time I seen her, I used to run a variety store on Main Street. And she come in one day, and I had something on the walk for sale, and she come in and bought it, and I had to help her load it. And I wondered one time, I said, well, you know, it's not going to be too long that she's not going to be driving, you know.
Right, right.
Because she had parked kind of out in the Main Street on the westbound lane going like north or going south on Main. She parked pretty well in the road to come into the store.
I'm glad Martha was able to give up driving, but I saw Martha yesterday, and she's just as strong-willed and about herself and healthy and just doing well for 88 years old.
Yeah, she was, like I say, a fine lady. I mean, like I say, when they got ready for the ball and stuff, man, I mean, you talk about two nice, well-dressed people and everything. They was absolutely just out of this world, you know, so.
One of a kind.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you.
But I thought I'd call in, you know, let you know as much as I did on that part of it. Like I said, worked for him. And then your Angelo's Pizza, I used to go there, but I don't know, you know, who owns it or anything there, down off of David and Bell Fountain.
Yeah, I don't, apparently there were two locations, and do you remember that being Marion's first real kind of pizza place?
No, I sure don't, but I know we went a lot, because we lived in the West End.
Oh, okay.
And we lived down by Joe's, where we lived at, about a block away from Joe's store.
Well, we'll see what pops up and see if anybody else remembers some of these things.
Well, all right, Scott.
Hey, thank you for calling.
Have a good one now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Interesting stuff to talk about here, and so now we know where Joe Manese's store was, and also some history there about Angelo's Pizza, and Nick Manese possibly being Joe's nephew, not Joe's brother. Now, I had thought he was the brother, but it turns out Nick Manese might have been the nephew and was also a police officer. Now, does anybody else have memories of that, or Nick's Pizza, or the pizza history in general of Marion, as I say, from Angelo's Pizza to Pizza Chef to the Pizza Villa to Nick's Pizza, or anything here in between? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 48 minutes past the hour. We would love to hear from you on these topics, because you fill in a lot of holes where I can't fill them in. And also, a lot of talk about the Henny and Cooper drugstore, which was here for so many years, you know. And I think they were the last holdout of a lot of these old places that stayed in business for a long, long time. I think they were here even after the Smorgasbord had closed up. And I know at one point they did have a counter, as somebody said yesterday, where you could come in and eat. Certainly they were a drugstore primarily. They were downtown Marion. They had a lot of things you could do. I know they sold a variety of different things. And from what I remember, a lot of people who worked in Henny and Cooper were older people, but I think that was because they really liked their job and they had stayed there over the years that Henny and Cooper had been open. So does anybody have memories of Henny and Cooper, or possibly Nick's Pizza, or Pizza Villa, or we're still talking about Smorgasbord here and the Isley Shop, or anything else in Marion of that particular time and time frame that would be of interest to you? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. These are the things we like to talk about each and every morning here on WWGH Radio from 8 to 10 a.m. Fascinating stuff when you go back and learn the history of how a lot of these things came to be, and how many people in the city and the town and the county worked at these places and do have fond remembrances of them. A lot of things to talk about. And yesterday we talked a little bit, I believe it was the Plaza View drive. Well, I guess, I don't know what you call those places. Plaza View restaurant, I guess is a safe thing to call it. But where they had Car Hops, which is on the spot where Perkins and U.S. Gold is now. And that used to be run by Martha Dowse's sister, Grace Wood for many, many years. And I know she could make a good pie. At one point, she made me a banana cream pie, and I know it was very good. Now, I remember Turops being very famous for their cream pies, but I know that Doris made great pies, Martha Dowse's sister. Did a lot of, or Grace, Doris. Where did Doris come from? Grace made great pies as well. So, does anybody have any remembrances of the old Plaza View? Or Plaza, what was the name? You know, I did not write that down yesterday. Does anybody remember the name of Grace's restaurant on Mount Vernon Avenue? Cannot remember the name. You know, and I saw a posting on Facebook the other day about the old trading post here in Marion, Max Trading Post, that this past year they had tore it down, and it was, I guess somebody had bought the land to make their yard a little bigger, and now they have done that, and it's completed, and Max Trading Post, which was there for so many years, is now gone. Which used to be over by the Grant Middle School, used to be Harding High School. Does anybody remember anything about Max Trading Post? When it closed down? What you would go in there for? Because I don't remember Max Trading Post being open. What kind of a store was it? What kind of things went on in Max Trading Post? Does anybody have any memories of it? I know the building was there right up until the last year there on Presidential over by Grant Middle School, but I don't remember much more about it than that. I just remember seeing the building there and the sign was there, and they both were up for a long time, and I'm not sure when it closed. So does anybody have memories of Max Trading Post? 740-383-9944. And another thing we've been talking about quite a bit this particular week has been Dorothy. Dorothy, who used to run Fair Park Sundries. And I don't think anybody has called in to talk about Dorothy yet. And this is kind of a funny thing to me because I believe Dorothy, who ran Fair Park Sundries, was in business for the better part of 30 years over in the Fair Park area. I believe she almost opened up as Fair Park was opening in that little strip mall, which still remains over there. She was right on the end. I believe the computer corner is still right on the end over there in that particular area. But Dorothy, and I'm trying to remember her last name. I think it was either Nemeth or Nesmith or something like that. But Fair Park Sundries, I believe, was partly a drugstore and partly a place where kids could go in and get candy and things of that nature. But I believe they were open from the 50s till the early 90s, and Dorothy was a very nice lady. She had kind of a big beehive hairdo when I knew her. And she was an older lady by that point. But she was in there every day for so many years. And then just one day, they closed up, and Dorothy was gone. And I think she has since passed away, but what a tremendous piece of Marion history the Fair Park Sundries was. So, does anybody have any memories of Fair Park Sundries, or Dorothy who used to work over there, or Max Trading Post, or exactly what the popularity of Max Trading Post was, or any memories of the food, past and present, in Marion? I always felt Ponderosa, when they opened back up here in Marion, what, a year and a half or so ago, that one of the biggest issues there, I didn't think it was the food, and I didn't think it was the cleanliness, because I'm sure the health inspector was inspecting it, as they do all the restaurants here in Marion. I always thought that one of Ponderosa's problems was price. I know a lot of people were very tentative when it came to the price at the Ponderosa. But buffets have been popular for such a long time here in Marion. I mean, we go back to Bonanza's and the original Ponderosa's, which were on Delaware Avenue and a little further up the way there on Mount Vernon Avenue. We go back to Smorgasbord and, of course, the Grand Buffet, which is where Denny's is now. But we don't know if there was ever a buffet in there. We haven't quite hammered that one down yet. We know that the people who own the LK were a big part of the Grand Buffet, possibly owned it. But we don't know much more than that. Nobody remembers there being a buffet in the Grand Buffet, which is kind of strange. And we're also trying to remember where this everything sauce was that used to go on hot dogs. The everything sauce was a mixture of ketchup and mustard and sugar and onion, and it would go on a hot dog. Now, we did have some talk yesterday about a hot dog stand that used to be opened on North Main Street, just beyond where Stewart's Root Beer is now. Now, I think that might have been the place where the everything sauce was, but I'm not for sure. Does anybody know the answer to that? 740-383-9944. Phone lines are still open. 740-383-9944. Certainly would be interested to hear from you on these topics, which are certainly ranging the gamut today. 57 minutes past the hour. Just kind of talking about things that were in Marion and things that are. Does anybody have their take on why Ponderosa was not able to make it, being one of the few, if not the only, buffet here in Marion? It certainly had a tremendous reopening. I know that. 740-383-9944. Remember, Alzheimer's Craps for a Cure, Craft and Vendors Show, Craps Food and Raffles, will be going on Saturday, October the 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2730 Harding Highway West, right here in Marion. Again, that's Alzheimer's Craps for a Cure, Craft and Vendors Show, Craps Food and Raffles, Saturday, October the 5th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. 2730 Harding Highway West, right here in Marion. And what an unfortunate illness Alzheimer's is, and it's great to see people out doing work for that particular illness. Now, prize pickup time here at the station, if you have a prize to pick up. Now, remember, we do have a 10-day policy. You have 10 days to pick up the prize you win, and you can only win once every 30 days. But if you do have a prize to pick up, we are open Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. That is the prize pickup time. And remember, you can always listen live on the internet if you don't have a radio near you at wwgh1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. We also have a Facebook page, WWGH 107.1 FM. Usually can tell you what's going to be on the next day or any news that's going on in the Marion area. There's always something to talk about in that vein. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
You know, buffets, I think one of the problems with Ponderosa is I think in general, buffets are losing favor. I don't think there's near as many buffets as there used to be. And I think part of the problem is, I hate to say it, but I think a lot of it's kids, in that parents don't control kids very well. People don't like to see, you know, people reaching in and grabbing stuff and maybe putting it back and stuff like that.
That certainly is a turnoff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that may be right. I think you might be right on that.
Yeah. And a couple other things. The first pizza place was an Angelo's that I remember in Marion, and it was on West Center Street, right at the end of Leader Street, across from Leader Street there.
Oh, okay.
And Max Trading Post was just a sporting goods store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I always wondered what that. I know that
was back before the Myers and Walmarts and stuff. That you had all individual stores.
Yeah, well, there was a lot made when it was tore down this last summer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because see, it used to be. Well, you know, it was really popular when Harding High School was right across the street, and that's where you bought your gym shoes and all the other sporting things that you needed.
Well, that's fascinating. Well, hey, thank you for the information.
Sure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to go to break. We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Alive.
To Emmy Award-winning star of Picket Fences, Five-ish Finkel.
If I were a rich man, he'd be a bum. All day long, I'd be a bum.